Before Krishna, Part 4. Krishna's Ancestry, Part 2. Shukadeva Goswami said, O Maharaj Parikshit, let me now describe the dynasty of Yadu, the eldest son of Maharaj Yayati. This description is supremely pious, and it vanquishes the reactions of sinful activities in human society. Simply by hearing this description, one is free from all sinful reactions. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, the Supersoul in the hearts of all living entities, descended in his original form as a human being in the dynasty or family of Yadu. Yadu had four sons named Sahasrajit, Proshta, Nala, and Ripu. Of these four, the eldest, Sahasrajit, had a son named Shatajit, who had three sons named Mahahai, Renuhai, and Haihai. The son of Haihai was Dharma, and the son of Dharma was Netra, the father of Kunti. From Kunti came a son named Sohanji, and from Sohanji came Mahishman, and from Mahishman, Bhadrasenaka. The sons of Bhadrasena were known as Durmada and Dhanaka. Dhanaka was the father of Kritavirya and also of Kritagni, Kritavarma, and Kritauja. The son of Kritavirya was Arjuna. He was known as Kartavirya Arjuna, and he became emperor of the entire world, consisting of seven islands. He received mystic power from Dattatreya, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, Kartavirya Arjuna obtained the mystic perfections known as Ashtasiddhi. No other king in this world could equal Kartavirya Arjuna in sacrifices, charity, austerity, mystic power, education, strength, or mercy. For 85,000 years, Kartavirya Arjuna continuously enjoyed material opulences with full bodily strength and unimpaired memory. In other words, he enjoyed inexhaustible material opulences with his six senses. Of the 1,000 sons of Kartavirya Arjuna, only five remained alive after the fight with Lord Parashuram. Their names were Jayadvaja, Shurasena, Vrishabha, Madhu, and Urjita. Jayadvaja had a son named Talajanga, who had 100 sons. All the Kshatriyas in that dynasty, known as Talajanga, were annihilated by the great power received by Maharaj Sagara from Aurva Rishi. Of the sons of Talajanga, Vitihotra was the eldest. The son of Vitihotra named Madhu had a celebrated son named Vrishni. Madhu had 100 sons, but Vrishni was the eldest. The dynasties known as Yadava, Madhava, and Vrishni had their origin from Yadu, Madhu, and Vrishni. O Maharaj Parikshit, because Yadu, Madhu, and Vrishni each inaugurated a dynasty, their dynasties are known as Yadava, Madhava, and Vrishni. A son of Yadu named Kroshta had a son named Vrijinivan. The son of Vrijinivan was Svahita. The son of Svahita, Vishadgu. The son of Vishadgu, Chitraratha. And the son of Chitraratha, Shashabindu. The greatly fortunate Shashabindu who was a great mystic, possessed 14 opulences, and was the owner of 14 great jewels. Thus, he became emperor of the world. The famous Shashabindu had 10,000 wives, and by each Shashabindu begot 1 lakh of sons. 1 lakh equals 100,000. Therefore, the number of his sons was 10,000 lakhs. Among these many sons, 6 were the foremost, such as Prithushrava and Prithukirti. The son of Prithushrava was known as Dharma, and his son was known as Ushana. Ushana was the performer of 100 horse sacrifices. The son of Ushana was Ruchaka, who had 5 sons named Purujit, Rukma, Rukmeshu, Prithu, and Jamagha. Please hear of these sons from me. Jamagha had no sons, but because he was fearful of his wife, Shaidya, he could not accept another wife. Jamagha once took from the house of some royal enemy a girl who was a prostitute, but upon seeing her, Shaidya was very angry and spoke to her husband. Oh, my husband, you cheater! Who is this girl sitting upon my seat on this chariot? This girl will be your daughter-in-law. Hearing these joking words, Shaidya smilingly replied, I am sterile and have no co-wife. How can this girl be my daughter-in-law? Please tell me. My dear queen, I shall see that you indeed have a son, and that this girl will be your daughter-in-law. It seems long, long ago, Jamagha had satisfied the demigods and pittas by worshipping them. Now, by their mercy, Jamagha's words came true. Although Shaidya was barren, by the grace of the demigods, she became pregnant, and in due course of time, gave birth to a child named Vidarbha. Before the child's birth, the girl who was a prostitute had been accepted as a daughter-in-law, and therefore Vidarbha actually married her when he grew up. By the womb of the girl who was a prostitute brought by his father, Vidarbha begot 3 sons named Kusha, Kratha, and Romapad. Romapad was the favorite in the dynasty of Vidarbha. The son of Romapad was Babru, from whom there came a son named Kriti. The son of Kriti was Ushika, and the son of Ushika was Chedi. From Chedi was born the king known as Chaidya and others. The son of Kratha was Kunti, the son of Kunti, Vrishni, the son of Vrishni, Nivritti, and the son of Nivritti, Dasharha. From Dasharha came Vyoma, from Vyoma came Jimuta, from Jimuta, Vikriti, from Vikriti, Bhimaratha, from Bhimaratha, Navaratha, and from Navaratha, Dasharatha. From Dasharatha came a son named Shakuni, and from Shakuni a son named Karambhi. The son of Karambhi was Devaratha, and his son was Devakshatra. The son of Devakshatra was Madhu, and his son was Kuruvasha, from whom there came a son named Anu. The son of Anu was Puruhotra. The son of Puruhotra was Ayu, and the son of Ayu was Satvata. O great Aryan king Parikshit, Satvata had 7 sons named Bhajamana, Bhaji, Divya, Vrishni, Devavridha, Andhaka, and Mahabhoja. From Bhajamana by one wife came 3 sons, Nimlochi, Kinkana, and Drishti. And from his other wife came three other sons, Shatajit, Sahasrajit, and Ayutajit. The son of Devavridha was Babru. Concerning Devavridha and Babru, there are two famous songs of prayer which were sung by our predecessors and which we have heard from a distance. Why, even now I hear the same prayers about their qualities.
Because that which was heard before is still sung continuously.
It has been decided that among human beings, Babru is the best, and that Devavridha is equal to the demigods. Because of the association of Babru and Devavridha, all of their descendants, numbering 14,065, achieved liberation. In the dynasty of King Mahabhoja, who was exceedingly religious, there appeared the Bhoja kings. O King Maharaj Parikshit, who can surpass your enemies, the sons of Vrishni were Sumitra and Yudhajit. From Yudhajit came Shini and Anamitra, and from Anamitra came a son named Nigna. The two sons of Nigna were Satrajita and Prasena. Another son of Anamitra was another Shini, and his son was Satyaka. The son of Satyaka was Yuyudhana, whose son was Jai. From Jai came a son named Kuni, and from Kuni a son named Yugandhara. Another son of Anamitra was Vrishni. From Vrishni came the sons named Shvapalka and Chitrarata. From Shvapalka, by his wife Gandini, came Akrura. Akrura was the eldest, and there were 12 other sons, all of whom were most celebrated. The names of these 12 were Asanga, Sarameya, Mridura, Mriduvit, Giri, Dharmavridha, Sukarma, Kshetropecha, Arimardana, Shatrughna, Gandamada, and Pratibahu. These brothers also had a sister named Suchara. From Akura came two sons named Devavan and Upadeva. Chitrarata had many sons, headed by Prithu and Vidurata, all of whom were known as belonging to the dynasty of Vrishni. Kukura, Bajamana, Shuchi, and Kambalabharhisha were the four sons of Andaka. The son of Kukura was Vani, and his son was Viloma. The son of Viloma was Kapotaroma, and his son was Anu, whose friend was Tumburu. From Anu came Andaka, from Andaka Dundubi, and from Dundubi Avidyota, and from Avidyota came a son named Punarvasu. Punarvasu had a son and a daughter named Ahuka and Ahuki. And Ahuka had two sons named Devaka and Ugrasena. Devaka had four sons named Devavan, Upadeva, Sudeva, and Devavardhana. And he also had seven daughters named Shantideva, Upadeva, Shrideva, Devarakshita, Sahadeva, Devaki, and Dhritadeva. The eldest was Dhritadeva. Vasudev, the father of Krishna, married all these sisters. Kamsa, Sunama, Nyagrodha, Kanka, Shanku, Suhu, Rashtrapala, Drishti, and Tushtiman, these were all the sons of Ugrasena. Kamsa, Kamsavati, Kanka, Shurabhu, and Rashtrapalika were the daughters of Ugrasena. They became the wives of Vasudeva's younger brothers. The son of Chitraratha was Vidurata. The son of Vidurata was Shura, and his son was Bhujamana. The son of Bhujamana was Shini. The son of Shini was Bhoja, and the son of Bhoja was Hridika. The sons of Hridika were Devamidha, Shatadhanu, and Kritavarma. The son of Devamidha was Shura, whose wife was named Marisha. Through Marisha, King Shura begot Vasudev, Devabhag, Devashrava, Anaka, Srinjai, Siamaka, Kanka, Shamika, Vatsaka, and Vrika. These 10 sons were spotlessly pious personalities. When Vasudev was born, the demigods from the heavenly kingdom sounded kettle drums. Therefore, Vasudev, who provided the proper place for the appearance of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, was also known as Anaka Dundubhi. And lastly, the 5 daughters of King Shura, named Pritha, Srutadeva, Srutakirti, Srutasrava, and Rajadi Devi, were Vasudev's sisters. Shura gave Pritha to his friend Kunti, who had no issue, and therefore another name of Pritha was Kunti. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Savior of the whole world.